You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Three, two, one.
Live from Los Angeles, Las Vegas.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez.
The Perez Hilton.
Ready?
It's the PHP.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. There's Perez. How do you do?
Today's moving day, and we're doing the show.
Are you in the new house and you're moving stuff into it?
No, we're moving everything today, like the beds and the furniture. And today's going to be a long day, but tomorrow I'm going to take off. And then Wednesday, totally going to start all the unpacking. I've got 2 weeks of nothing planned, which is really rare for me in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Like, my mother is forcing me. Like, I am so in it. Like, my mom is forcing me to leave the house to go celebrate Christmas Eve and Christmas. I did not even want to celebrate Christmas this year. She's like, you can't do that to the kids. They have to celebrate Christmas.
She's right.
I'm like, okay, fine. We'll celebrate Christmas. I'm just so stressed. I just want to be unpacked. But we're going to do it. And we have so much to talk about today. We're going to talk about Matthew Perry, Bad Bunny, Drew Barrymore, Kanye West, Drake, Paris Hilton, and Demi Lovato. A lot of guys today, which is good. We're, you know, different than the usual diva-centric shows. Mm-hmm. But first, how are you? What have you been up to?
Well, I was just in your hometown there, Las Vegas. I went to see you too on Saturday night, which was everything that you said. It was really a spectacular thing. I mean, just to see this, and it's completely unique. It's not like anything else. There was that. I went to the Fontainebleau. I checked out that hotel.
It's so weird. They're lining up like the oddest collection of bands to go into that space after U2. They've got
Fish,
right? And then now they're in talks with Dead and Company.
I don't even know who that is.
It's another jam band.
Like the Grateful Dead and Company?
Yeah, but they're not the Grateful Dead. They're called Dead and Company.
Sounds terrible.
I don't know. I think John Mayer plays with them.
Yeah, I think it's what's left of the Grateful Dead.
Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. Weird. And what did you think of the new Fontainebleau?
I didn't like it.
You did not?
No, it's like I would compare it to a European airport or like the new JFK or something with slot machines in the middle of it. It's very bright. The service wasn't good. It doesn't have a vibe. It feels like a convention center. It's just too open. I didn't feel it. I walked into some of the like restaurant kind of things. Those seem really nice. You know, like they did a really nice job in there. But the main area, like I said, I feel like you're in a convention center. It's just, it's too airy and big, and it doesn't have that intimacy like the Wynn does or the Cosmopolitan does. So it's a lot like Resorts World, you know, it's got kind of that vibe a little bit.
Well, I'm not a gambler, so I like airy and big. I like that it feels like an event.
Not for me. I like a little bit, you know, it's a little sexier. But and those floors are already screwed up. They chose like white and there's scuffs everywhere on the way in. I'm like, this was a bad choice. I don't know who decided on this one, but this place is a week old and there's no cabs. The cabs just don't know to go there yet, I guess. So you have to wait an hour for, you could be second in line and you're waiting forever. Like they're calling cabs, which is odd for a Vegas hotel, but it was kind of dead in there too, which I thought was wild.
Wow. Interesting take. All right.
Yeah. Hey guys, a little quick note for you guys listening to the podcast. We told the Patreon people this. This will be our last podcast show for this year. I think what we're taking 2 weeks off from this, but we will be on our Patreon normal schedule. Thursday shows will live there. So if you want us, subscribe to us. If not, happy new year and we'll see you next year.
Yeah. I need a little bit of a break.
Oh God, don't we both?
All right, let's start off right away with Matthew Perry. The results of his autopsy have been made public. He died as a result of a few contributing factors, but the main one, according to the coroner, is acute ketamine intoxication. Mm. And it's so interesting because just a couple of weeks ago on our podcast, we were talking about this and some very pro-ketamine people were criticizing our somewhat skeptical take on ketamine therapy, which, you know, my whole thing is, if you're an addict, giving you drugs, like, I mean, I guess, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not an expert because, like, I guess, you know, some hardcore addicts, like methadone is like a, is like taking heroin, basically, right?
It's a controlled drug. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's how they wean some addicts off of it, which I do understand. But this is a completely different case. And this is, once again, California sober. I've had friends and been with people that were, you know, former addicts. I guess you're always an addict when you're an addict. But, you know, so I've went to some meetings and there's no drugs allowed to be taken. You're not allowed to take ketamine therapy or smoke marijuana. That's okay. It's none of that. These people are so hardcore in the programs that I knew of on the East Coast, anyhow, they wouldn't take painkillers. And I'm talking like aspirin. I'm talking things like that because it's a drug and they have a problem with drugs and you're not supposed to do that. So it sounds like this guy was doing it on his own, took it home with him, wasn't a controlled environment or situation. This is a junkie using and, you know, under the guise of, oh, this is therapy. No, it's not. You're taking drugs.
Well, two things. One, he was definitely taking it on his own. For some reason, the coroner, I guess, you know, they do a very thorough investigation. And in addition to just doing an autopsy, they're able to get medical information. And the last time that he took a doctor or maybe it wasn't even a doctor, you know, I guess maybe a nurse practitioner.
Supervised.
Yeah. Some expert, some medical professional. The last time that he got a supervised ketamine therapy treatment was well over a week before he died. And the amount of ketamine in his system was not, you know, it was a lot. So he was taking it on his own. There's that. And secondly, I would not call him a junkie. He was an addict.
Well, junkies call themselves junkies. That's not me casting like a dispersion on them. Like when you're in those rooms, they always say, you know, I'm a junkie.
Okay.
I need the hit. I need the kick. So that's not me saying that. That's just the program, how they speak.
All right. All right. Okay. All right.
Maybe not everyone. That's my own personal experience.
I know people are going to be upset at you.
I don't care. I mean, the guy took drugs that killed him.
Well, I have a lot of compassion. It's sad. He struggled with addiction his whole
sad.
Life.
It fucking sucks.
So having said that, you know, the magical thing about Friends is that's really going to be his legacy. Not that he was an addict that struggled and unfortunately lost his battle to addiction. The show and the way it makes people feel and all of those memories are what he will be known for. So, very sad. Rest in peace, Matthew Perry. Mm.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Over in Las Vegas, Kanye West was also in town making a lot of noise and getting in trouble with the law here. In Miami, he was able to throw a last-minute pop-up listening party event for his new album that was supposed to come out on Friday and then didn't, like Kanye does. But they didn't get permits, so the police shut down the Vegas party after it had started. And it was on a Thursday night. And his daughter performed with him. North was with him. And she didn't go on stage till, I think it was like well after 1 a.m. or maybe even closer to 2. Like, I guess North doesn't have a bedtime when she's with Kanye. Not criticizing, you know, works for them. Doesn't just, it would not work for me. My kids, they wouldn't even be able to function that late. Kanye also did this live stream where he was real chatty and revealing a lot of different things. And it seems like he's on one again. He usually also gets this way when he's close to releasing new music.
Right.
And that's the case here. He criticized Kim Kardashian and revealed publicly that their daughter, North, ripped up the couches in Kim's house because she wants to be with him, allegedly. And that would make sense. No rules at dad's house.
Dad's house is chaos.
Yeah. And there's probably lots of rules and nannies and structure in Kim's house. So, of course, she wants to stay with dad. But
this is not going to end well.
Also in Vegas, making a lot of headlines. And it's so weird because I had so many people in the comments section asking me to explain it. And I thought I did a good job of explaining the situation in the video I made. I had a video go very viral on my new TikTok account, Perez Hilton Videos. It has almost 3 million views. Crazy, because I thought it was an insider thing, right? Mm-hmm. The video I made was calling out the Wynn, who was very shady and petty towards the Fountain Blue. And I'll give some more added context. So the Fountain Blue just opened, and they hired Justin Timberlake to perform at their grand opening. And allegedly, he got paid over $6 million.
Jesus Christ, money.
But when we spoke about it on the Patreon, I explained that it was like we were at a Justin Timberlake concert. You know, I don't know exactly how long he rehearsed for, but it wasn't just a day, you know. It was clearly that they rehearsed for several days, maybe like a week, you know. I don't know. Dancers that are on that level and a band, you know, they can learn things quickly, but it was clearly multiple days getting ready for this.
Right.
And It's possible that they didn't stay at the Fontainebleau because they were in Vegas rehearsing for the show for multiple days leading up to it, and the hotel wasn't open. They might have had rooms available, but, you know, you're not going to have all the restaurants.
Right, right. No one's there. The workers aren't there. They're not on it yet.
Exactly. So it would make sense that he wanted to stay at the Wynn that was open, and he's probably stayed there before, and blah, 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 blah. That was not the big deal to me. You know, the big deal was that he stayed at the Wynn, fine, whatever, for all of the reasons that I listed. They've been open and yada, yada, yada. Anyways, the Wynn posted a photo of Justin and his wife, Jessica Biel. And they left like the shadiest caption saying, "Where everybody ends up, only at the Wynn." Like, that just, I loved it because I felt like, wow, how petty. I live for the pettiness. But when I saw it, I instantly was like, wow, this is a story, at least in Vegas, because when you think of Wynn, you think of luxury, you think of like the number one casino in town. It makes more money than some of the other properties combined.
Yeah, it's the nicest. That's where I stayed. It's fantastic. It's a great hotel.
And it did not seem on brand with them. I'm like, that's not very on brand for the Wynn to be that catty and petty and drama.
Yeah, but you're acting like it's the Wynn, like it's some guy sitting on a perch tweeting that. It's probably some kid, social media director.
There's no way a kid did that without getting it approved. Somebody approved that, and they did. And then, this is the admission of guilt, within 2 hours, they deleted that post.
Mm.
Drama.
It is petty, though, and I love it.
I know. I love it, too.
Where everyone ends up. It's so funny. Well, they got a grade at the Wynn. They've got this what is it, Blue Note Studios or whatever the fuck it's called, where we did a couple of shows there. And we bumped into Dylan Francis on the plane. And he performs there. He doesn't go on till like 1 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, we just get off the jet. We're getting our cars, whatever, to take us over to the hotel.
That's so funny because you are a DJ in LA on a rock station. And Dylan Francis is this EDM producer, remixer, DJ, you know, a different kind of DJ. But
yeah,
he's not really your demo for the station.
Maybe not for our station, but he loves rock music. He's a huge Blink fan. He's he's really into like wanting to produce music for rock guys, like, and he's a character on top of it. But I knew him from my days at Amp, you know, when I played him and I played that music. But whatever, we were getting off the jet and he says, I'll come over like to the studio. And we're like, okay, well, we're literally going right now. He's like, okay. He goes, I'm staying there. He goes, I'll come over. And we were like, great. So we did a full interview with the guy.
Not prepared. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck would I ask Dylan Francis?
We did like an hour.
Wow.
And it went so easily because he's such a funny guy and he's such a good thinker and he's open to make fun of himself. Like, he doesn't take himself seriously at all. And he's a sweet guy. So we had a really good interview with him. But the videos are nice. I'm going to get our show there one of these times. But if you're allowed in the hotel after you threw so much shade at them.
I didn't throw shade at them.
You're just reporting the shade.
Yeah.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Positive news, positive section. The Chiefs won yesterday. Yay, congratulations. Taylor Swift was there supporting her man. And I don't know, I haven't read it from People magazine yet. There is speculation, rumor that Travis Kelce proposed Taylor Swift. She does have a new ring. You know, it could be an engagement ring, or it could just be a promise ring. It could be an I love you ring, whatevs. I would love for it to be true, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Would I love it to be true? Engaged within 6 months. That seems a little fast.
And this whole 6 months, come on, they were together a couple of times. Have these guys been together 30 days total?
I don't know.
I doubt it. I highly doubt it. She was on tour. He's playing football. I don't know. If it is true, I just think it's a little quick, but you know, yeah. Do you? I mean, celebrities are on a different playing field, I guess.
It doesn't mean what it used to mean for a lot of people.
No, it doesn't. You know, and it's fine if that's what you want, but man, divvying up property and lawyers and this and that, it just, boy, it seems like a pain in the ass.
If true, I love it. Taylor got booed yesterday, which is an unusual occurrence for her. You know, she's a big target now that she's, you know, Ms. Travis Kelce.
Well, she's Miss Kansas City Chief, you know, and fans, you go into their house wearing somebody else's gear, you're going to get booed. That's just the way it goes. And it's not personal. It's kind of funny, actually. So it was cool seeing her on like the big screen and the whole place like booing her. She's just sitting there taking it. It was funny, but I think she enjoys it.
Yeah.
You know, and she should, because it's all in good fun. It's not, I don't think it's any sort of real hatred or anything.
No, those people would absolutely go to a Taylor Swift show.
Oh my God, yeah.
Also, speaking of engagement, congratulations to Demi Lovato. She's engaged to her musician boyfriend. They're kind of an under-the-radar couple. Good on them, you know? They've been together a while, and she's been through a lot in her short life, so I'm glad she's still fucking alive, you know? She's actually got a show in Vegas New Year's Eve. So if you,
really?
You guys are looking, actually, if you're looking for plans on my Las Vegas Perez Instagram account, I posted everything happening in Vegas on New Year's Eve. So if you're going to be in town and you're looking for ideas, check that out. Speaking of couples, I like this one, I think, just because I love a new couple. I love the excitement. I love having new people to talk about. Not confirmed, but most likely banging. Camila Cabello and Drake.
You think that's true?
I mean, if they're not banging, he wants to bang her. Okay. If they're not banging, this is like the precursor to banger. They were vacationing together in Turks and Caicos. Like, I don't go to Turks and Caicos with just any of my friends. But then again, I'm not that level of famous or rich, you know?
Right.
When you're that level of rich and famous, like, all right, meet me in Turks and Caicos. Okay, sure. I'll meet you in Turks and Caicos. Or actually, no. Drake is like, I'll send my plane to get you.
He's got that kind of look.
Because he's an A-lister and Camila is like a B-. And I say that with love. I love Camila Cabello, okay? I don't know. I I think they're banging. I think it's the beginning of that.
He seems like a real horny guy, so it doesn't, you know, wouldn't shock me.
Well, that's what I was going to get at. It's like, I'm my excitement is tempered because they're not going to last, but they're having fun. And you know what? I'm all for that. So great. Hmm. Plus, this is a little bit of a, like an infusion shot for Camila, and her career could use it. You know, she, after her debut album, that second album flopped, sadly.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of couples that I knew they were never going to work out, this is when it's confirmed. Bad Bunny and Kendall Jenner have called it quits.
Oh, really? It's over?
After less than a year of dating. And like, I'm shocked they lasted close to a year. You know, that was way longer than I thought they would. So congratulations to them. They should view their short time together as a success. Right. I thought it was going to be just like, you know, a real brief fling, but it wasn't. You know, it was a substantial amount of months.
I like them together. Now she could get back to the NBA.
Yeah, and you know, he's gonna probably just date a Latina, because he's not like an American Latino. He's a Puerto Rican Latino, and you know, that's just who he dates, I think. My mom is that way too. You know, she's like, I can only date a Cuban, you know, like I need to date a Spanish speaker.
Gotcha.
In more wacky news, Paris Hilton reveals that she was lying recently about not changing her son's diaper, that she just did that for a bit on her reality show. And she's come clean with the truth that, of course, she changed her son's diaper, blah, blah, blah. Allegedly. I don't know if I actually believe her, though, you know.
I wouldn't put it past her not to do it, but she probably did.
We'll see. In more wacky news, oh my God, so exhausting. But I watched it. Croy Bierman, the still husband of Kim Zolciak from...
You keep going back to the well with these two.
Well, a lot of people care.
Do they?
Yes. You know, it's like people that are into Bravo, they're into this. So the police went to their house yet again. Body camera footage was leaked. And this guy, I was surprised they did not arrest him because of the way he was talking to police. He was screaming at the police like they were his wife. And the police are like, calm down, sir. Like, why are you screaming? Why are you so upset?
Right.
He's because everything's ruined. He's like, what's ruined? Our life. Everything's she's fucking other men. We've got no house, no money. Like, but you know what? I actually have a lot of empathy for him because he was clearly at his wit's end, as the expression goes. I mean, which is scary, though, because when you are at your wit's end, that's when bad shit could happen. You know, like, he might, could possibly hurt her or himself in a substantial way. I don't even want to describe it any further. One of them needs to fucking move out of that house. Right. That really is the solution. Like, the fuck? Yeah. Sleep, go to a homeless shelter if that's like the worst case scenario. At this point,
nobody wants to do that.
I mean, if you're gonna constantly have fighting, and the one of the kids again called the police, how awful for those children.
Yeah,
one of them called the police again. Do it for your kids.
Yeah,
figure out some place to go, one of you.
This unfortunately happens a lot in our society.
Oh,
kids see a lot of shit. Sucks.
Well, speaking of reality television, the final hour, I think I mentioned on a show recently that the daughter of Mama June, Anna Cardwell, died recently of cancer. She was just 29 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality show that her mom has was filming up until the day she died and hours prior to her death. All of that is going to be featured on the show.
Who wants to watch that?
Yeah, I don't know.
What a bummer.
Hopefully they don't really feature it at all in the editing and it's just focused on the family.
Yeah.
But speaking of that, one of her daughters, the granddaughter, has been given to Mama June. Custody is hers. And that scares me to be Jesus, because this woman what, like right. 12 months ago, not even that long ago, like abandoned her daughter, Honey Boo Boo. She abandoned her daughter.
Is that for the show, though? Is that real?
It's real. Oh, yeah. She abandoned her daughter. Honey Boo Boo had to go live with her older sister, Pumpkin, and...
Honey Boo Boo and Pumpkin. Yeah. These fucking people.
And Mama June went off on this drug binge with her shady ass boyfriend. And I mean, hopefully she's clean and sober, but she abandoned her fucking child for drugs and a dude.
Once again, things like this happen a lot in our country.
And now she's got custody of a young child. Ugh. Hmm. Well, praying for positive outcomes there. All right, some TV news. Drew Barrymore had Oprah Winfrey on recently and was next level touchy-feely. She's like, I've not seen Drew get this touchy-feely. Like, she got Oprah's hand and interlaced her fingers with Oprah's hand. Like, it's one thing to, like, lovingly maybe, like, put your hand on Oprah's knee or shoulder. Right. She got her hand and, like, you're a fucking couple and interlaced her fingers with Oprah's.
But what does Oprah do? Because, you know, Oprah's done this. She, you know, I think she should know how to handle that. Did she do anything?
She went along with it. And then afterwards, she was asked about it because a lot of viewers thought it was disrespectful of Drew Barrymore. Mm-hmm. And Oprah said that she did not find it disrespectful. She was not bothered by it. But I think that's just Oprah being polite, you know, because I looked at the clip and that body language, it was telling me she was shocked. First, she was shocked. She was shocked.
By someone touching me.
Yeah. Right. She was shocked. And then she went along for the ride.
Especially post-COVID world. Everybody, let's all take a step back now. You know what I mean? Just a step.
In other TV news, Mayim Bialik has revealed that she's been fired as host of the nighttime version of Jeopardy. So goodbye to her. No word if Ken Jennings is also saying adios and they're doing a shakeup, or maybe he's going to take over all hosting duties.
Maybe.
Also, a story that went very viral, which at first I was very confused by, this Luke Combs story, the musician. There was this woman illegally selling merch with his name and likeness on it. And he apologized to the woman and was donating money to the woman. And I'm like, wait a minute, am I missing something? Because at that point, I only saw the headlines, which is that Luke Combs apologizes to woman that's selling illegal merch. But then I found out the real story, which is so crazy to me. Mm-hmm. Normally, in situations like this, you'll just send a cease and desist letter. That's not what happened. Somebody on behalf of Luke Combs went and sued her. And a judgment was handed against her for $250,000.
He didn't know anything about it. It was a licensing agreement. And she was selling like a mug with his face
tumblers,
on it
or something? Yeah, unauthorized tumblers.
And he's got lawyers that handle things like that for him. And supposedly he was completely unaware. And the whole reason, you know, you have somebody chasing this is for, you know, if somebody's making illegal t-shirts and they're making a real business overseas off of your image. This woman's like selling coffee cups. I think she made like hundreds of dollars, not like thousands or anything. And I guess he didn't know and felt really badly about it and started some sort of fund to get her basically to pay him.
Well, I did some research and I found out that even though the woman doesn't live in Illinois, the lawsuit was filed in Illinois and the company that Luke Combs had helping him, they file a lot of these lawsuits and they go through with it. Instead of just sending cease and desist letters, they take it to the next level and they're doing it as just a way to make money, which is gross. So hopefully other entertainers are aware of what this company is doing with their practices and they don't use them because it just feels awful. That feels awful.
Yeah, well, it should be a case-by-case basis. You know, it shouldn't just be an umbrella, we're suing everybody
exactly.
that does this. Because it doesn't sound like this woman had like some sort of Ponzi scheme going or anything. She's truly just a fan and was selling something that she thought she could sell. And you can't. You can't use somebody else's image and sell it. It's a little murky.
And finally, I'm going to say congratulations, even though the response that this got, I mean, I guess it doesn't surprise me, but it's just sad. Shane Dawson, this YouTuber, has gone very viral after he publicly announced the birth of his sons, twins, and it made it to the conservative world and a lot of upset folks and non-conservatives as well. A lot of people just, you know, dragging him because of things he said in the past and this and that and the other. And I don't know. I think anybody who goes all of the steps and the hoops and the trouble of having children through surrogacy, they're really working for it. They really want to be parents. And I think usually people that really want to be parents, they'll do a good job. You know, it's not like, oops, an accident happened. Now I'm a dad, you know?
Right.
So,
It's pretty thought out.
Yeah. Congratulations to Shane Dawson and his husband. All right. Let's take some calls.
Hey, Perez. I'm planning a trip to Las Vegas with my 6-year-old son, and I'm wondering if you've ever been to a BattleBots show, and how did you like it?
Yeah, I took my son for his birthday, and it was super fun. I mean, I'd never watched that TV show, but it was still enjoyable.
All right, cool.
Hey, Booker. Hey, Perez. Elle from Jersey, Patreon supporter. I want to thank Perez for reading those Paris Hilton receipts. I think it's hilarious, your dynamic, and I think she should be a little bit more grateful to you, Perez. You guys are essentially foils of each other, and I mean, that's even how you created your persona. You guys, both of you, deserve a lot of credit for the other's career,
actually. I don't, this call sucks. I mean, I don't get the hell what she's talking about. Ask a question already.
Jesus, she's the Patreon supporter. Oh, God.
Hey, I just wanted to comment. So I agree with you 100%, Perez. And Booker, about the Kardashians, Kim Kardashian. Booker, you always throw this out, but unless you're a mom or a female, I don't really think that you can judge what they've done to women across the world.
Didn't we play this?
I don't know.
I feel like we did. I can judge anything I want. Just because I have a penis doesn't mean I can't judge my optics of the Kardashians and what they've done. That's the most sexist thing I've ever heard out of anyone. If I've already said that before, I'll say it again. I don't think they've done great things for humanity.
Hi, Booker. Hi, Perez. It's Tanya from LA. So just to weigh in on the Kim Kardashian nipple bra. Okay. So I'm not a huge Kardashian fan. I don't watch the show. I kind of agree with both of you. I agree with Booker that they're just like fucking overexposed and damaging to young women. But at the same time, I think Kim Kardashian is really fucking smart. She's a genius. But anyway, their product. Would I ever buy the nipple bra? No. I know people are buying it, but I think it's ridiculous. But I own Skims, like the bodysuits and stuff. They're a damn good product. They're flattering.
I think we played this as well. I think we're into calls that we've already aired.
Oh.
Let's just wrap it up. We need to get some new calls, folks, because I think we're at the end of the well here.
800-721-1185. Give us a call. Hopefully we'll see some of you at patreon.com/Perez Hilton. If not, we will see you in January. Happy holidays. Appreciate you all.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.